Well, it's nice to see we've got this young lady back. Of course, played with the Singleton and Cougars back in the day, but it's great to see we've got some revival in Newcastle women's rugby, which is great to see with 6-15 aside teams. But, of course, this young lady we caught up with also was the coach of the under-17s for the New South Wales Country women's. Big win last year, and looking forward to get back into it, of course, on August the 4th as they head back to Newcastle, number two oval, to take down their city slickers. Her name is Kim Knight, and Kim, great to see you here as part of the magnificence of the country championships, but just running our eye looking at the new season and looking forward to getting a Crescent Head and of course getting the girls together as well to be part of the magnificence, which is that city country game.
Yeah, look, I think this year will be interesting. We've got a lot of new girls that have come in. Over the last couple of years, we've had the same girls in that under-17s team that we've sort of have moved into seniors now, so it'll be a whole new squad for us to deal with. I think the lead in last year with the under-15 girls, that we introduced that into the country championships, and we had a bit of a development squad in place there for those. So those girls hopefully will turn up at the championships next weekend and be selected again to move into the under-17s championship. So hoping to stick with where we are with our winning over the last couple of years and see how we go.
And it's also important to have a pathway for the girls in the 15s compared to 7s, as we've talked about before, but it's great to see that there's a lot of women who are getting out there and starting to coach, because we've seen in Super W, first year they had a bunch of blokes running it, but now you've still got Alana Thomas there at the Melbourne Rebels, and the young lass, of course, has taken over from Mick Hayes up there at the Queensland Reds.
Yeah, I think it's good to see the females coming through in the coaching side of things. As you said, it has always been a male-dominated role, I guess, that coaching role. And I guess it's just the confidence of the girls to be able to know that they can go out and coach as well. And as much as I love saying that for the city country, our 17s girls, or myself as the female coach, is a successful coach. Hasn't been beaten yet, so I'll put that out there to the rest of the other coaches. I think it's a big avenue for female coaches and people to move into.
Yeah. So you're still at Glencore and they look after you, and some exciting news that Glencore has done is that they're putting their money into something that's worth putting money into, and that is women's rugby at that country level.
Yeah, that's right. So still with Glencore, so I'm health and safety manager for our project work with Glencore, so I look after New South Wales and Queensland. This year they've put out they had a grant for 15 to 17 year old girls. Obviously that's the age group that all sports are targeting at the moment. And Rugby Union was lucky enough to get on board with that sponsorship. So they're going to assist with the girls' programs for this year and help and try and get it off the ground so that next year we can hopefully have more players, more teams, and who knows, we might even get into that under-13s age group.
Kim, fantastic to talk to you. Wish you all the best as you head up to Crescent Head, but of course, great to see you still coaching the New South Wales Country under-17s girls. We look forward to you being part of that as we head to number 2 sports ground in Newcastle on Sunday, August the 4th.
Thank you.